we get to tell you about a big event that's coming up this weekend, an event that's really fun to go to. Grape Day over at Llano Estacado Winery. Mike Laughlin in studio with me, the tasting room manager, which is not a bad gig at all. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Well, absolutely. Tell folks a little bit about Grape Day and what they can expect when they head out there.
Well, Grape Day is a celebration of the harvest. It is, we actually just are finishing up getting our last load of grapes in for the season. So it's kind of a time for us to let our hair down, just have a big old party. We serve wines by the glass. We have live music, lots of local vendors, local food, and a big screen so you can watch football. We don't want to make people choose between football and drinking wine.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun event. Went out there last couple of years, and it's just been everyone has fun. Everyone enjoys it. It's a good time, good food out there, good wine, obviously, as well. And tell folks about some of the different wines that y'all be offering up.
Well, we're going to have all of our kind of, I like to say, market wines available. Some of the wines that a lot of people come out to try are wine club wines that are only available out there. Our Raider wines, since we are founded by tech professors, you know, like our Raider Sangiovese, Raider Viognier, our wine club Pinot Grigio, wine club Montepulciano, which is a mouthful to say, but really fun to drink. So just a lot of those little local small batch wines that are only out there.
That's where's Llano located for those who haven't been out there?
Well, you take I-27 south to Farm to Market Road 1585, exit there, turn left or head east, and we're 3 miles down on the right-hand side.
Okay, and what time does everything begin? What time do y'all wrap up?
It starts at 10 a.m., ends at 5 p.m.
Okay, so all day you can go out there, hang out, watch a little football, have wine, have some food out there, and just enjoy the day. You know, I talked to so many people who are always surprised about the wine industry in West Texas. You know, mm-hmm. they're surprised about it in Texas, but all just, you know, in particular West Texas, because when you think West Texas, you know, you're thinking about cotton, you're thinking about, mm-hmm. you know, other ag out there. You're not necessarily thinking about wine, but nationally, it is West Texas is being recognized as one of the top places for wine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Texas is now, I think, the fifth largest wine grape producing state. And that's bigger than Virginia. You know, Thomas Jefferson's been doing that for years when he became president. So it's one of those things that it's really interesting. We grow most of Texas grapes out here in Lubbock and between us and Terry County down in Brownfield region. And a lot of them are getting national recognition, you know, even international recognition.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real neat, you know, meeting visitors who are coming out here and talking about the wine industry. But also, if you ever go and do the wine trail down in the Hill Country, you'll notice that most of where they get their grapes, right up here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, very interesting and very neat that the wine industry is just growing out here so much. What, you said it was one of the largest, this year, one of the largest harvests you've seen?
Yes, this is my sixth harvest. This is the largest harvest I've ever seen at Llano since 2009. So we're really excited about the grapes we're getting and the wines we're going to be able to produce in the next couple of years.
Yeah, lots of wine in the future over at Llano Estacado. Grape Day, it's right around the corner. It's this Saturday. We will have tickets that we can give away. If people don't win tickets here, how can they get their tickets?
Well, just come to the door. It does not sell out. It's $5 to get in. That gets you a complimentary glass to keep, and then tickets good for a glass of wine.
All right. Mike, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you, guys. Glad to be here.